Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, we're in a place. Glory to God, where we are expecting miracles, signs, and wonders. We're expecting miracles, signs, and wonders. On today, we want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. We just believe that you're in the right place at the right time. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful for your coming on tonight. We thank God for you, wherever you're listening far from, if you're listening from afar, and listening in the north, the Middle East, the west, the south, glory to God, wherever you're listening from, we just want to tell you welcome on tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we thank you for joining us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, people of God. Truly, God is always, as we say, God is doing great things. We're so grateful for all that he's doing, people of God, and he is expanding borders. And we're grateful for the expansion. We're just here going along with the ride. So wherever he leads us, there is where we shall follow. So we thank God for you following us, amen, as we follow Christ. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come invite someone else to come and be with us on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. As you know, we are in our 40 days of prayer. We're in our 40 days of prayer, people of God, and this is night number 15, or should I say this is day number 15. Amen, and we pray that you have been blessed during this time. Glory to God, and we just want to tell you that the best is yet to come. Mm-hmm. A time of cleansing, a time of renewal. Yes, Lord, it's that time, people of God, where we are decreasing so that our God can increase. Amen. So that he can increase in us, increase in us. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for this time, for this time, for a time such as this. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. It's a time for spiritually, amen, being empowered. Amen. We're being empowered spiritually. Glory to God as we go throughout this consecration, as we're praying for others. And for this, we give God thanks and praise. We praise him on tonight, people of God. Listen, while you are inviting others to come in, we just want to give God thanks and praise for all of our leaders, all of my leaders, giving God thanks and praise, giving God praise for your leaders, people of God, wherever you are. Again, listening from, we thank God for your leaders. As I often say, we didn't get to where we are on our own. No, no, no. Somebody made the sacrifice to feed us. Somebody made the sacrifice to show us the way. So we thank God always for our leaders. Amen. Remembering them always. Amen. Because they are our foundation. Amen. Jesus Christ is a solid rock on which we stand. And we thank God for these pillars that have come along the way, people of God, before us, and have now come to show us how to stand, amen, four square in the earth. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. We bless them tonight for each of you, people of God. And as you know, tonight, people of God, we will be praying for the addicted. This is night number 15. Glory to God, night number 15. Amen, Jesus, anyone, glory to God, anyone that has or knows someone who's addicted, this is the night that we want to be praying for them. As the woman of God stated on last night, to bring your name, she said, bring their pictures. Glory to God, amen, Jesus, and we, amen, Jesus, pray that you've taken time to do that. If you've not, people of God, we want to encourage you to go ahead and do that now, amen. It's just act of faith. We're touching and agreeing. We're touching and agreeing by faith that yokes will be broken, strongholds will be broken, and that the captives will be made free. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless God on tonight. We're going to go ahead and get our scripture reading. And right after our scripture reading, people of God, we're going to go right into our prayer as we normally do. We're going into the prayer again. Listen, if you have those and you know those that are addicted by whatever it is, amen, Jesus, we're coming against those spirits of addiction on tonight. Again, believing God by faith for the liberty for these people. Amen. So go ahead and call them up. You can even call them up, invite them to come. Text them, invite them to come. Yes, yes, yes. Text them and invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We're believing again tonight that chains will be broken, that the people will be made free. Amen, Jesus. Free. Hallelujah. And the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Amen. So if you will, go ahead and do that. Glory to God. And we're going to go ahead, people of God, to introduce our prayer warrior on tonight. Of course, she's no stranger to the line. We thank God for her. She has a longstanding commitment for Sunday and Monday night. And we thank God for her on tonight, for her faithfulness to come, amen, and uphold her commitment to this line. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Yes, we do. We give him thanks. We give praise for her, people of God, coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We give God thanks and praise. She's now, glory to God, at the Jerusalem Temple of the Bride, Glory to God, our headquarters church. Yes, we thank God for her, people of God. We thank God for, amen, Jesus, her availing herself to be a warrior, to avail herself to be a part of this PNN outreach ministry. And people of God, she is coming to us by way of Banks, Alabama. But before she comes, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. And then the next voice that you hear, people of God, will be that of our prayer warrior on tonight, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Revival, to the PNN Prayer Warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the first chapter of Colossians, the 12th through the 22nd verse. Give us thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unprovable in his sight. I have read to you the first chapter of Colossians, the 12th through the 22nd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. We give God glory, to God the praise on tonight. Bless his name for allowing us to come together one more time. And we do give respect to Jesus Christ, who's the head of this platform, the head of all of our lives, for allowing us to come together one more time. Bless his name. On no strength of ours, we didn't even have to be here tonight. Many of us could have died in our sleep, but we are here. And so we do pray God and for our leaders. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we invite the Holy Ghost now to take over this platform. We welcome you from every nation, every language, whatever your status may be tonight. You are welcome tonight. Bless his name. As the woman of God shall be obtained, the people that have addiction. And also, hallelujah, tonight, most of the time when we hear about addictions, we just think about drugs and maybe alcohol and maybe things like that. But there are people that are bound by things that they probably don't even think is addiction. But God has taken me into a place to pull out a lot of different addictions that may surprise you tonight that you don't think people have. And it's right in the body of Christ. And so as we get ready to go into prayer, let us look to the Lord tonight. And we invite the Holy Ghost now to take over, because this job is getting ready to run down the runway and to take off in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, tonight, as we bow before you, hallelujah, we have nothing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Can you hear me now? Bless the name of Jesus. Humbly apologize. My phone seems to be having a little static, but the devil is a liar tonight in the name of Jesus. Like I was said before, you didn't hear me. We're dealing with different addictions, and there are many addictions that I not even have thought about, and people are addicted to it, but God allowed me to find information
on different addictions. Bless his name. And say, tonight we will go into the realm of the spirit. And I know by the power of Almighty God that deliverance, if you believe by faith, it has to happen. Glory to God, it has to happen. And I'm not talking about next year. But tonight we are believing God to move in a supernatural way. And before I go into prayer, I'm going to read the scriptures. And the scriptures come from John chapter 8, 32 to 36. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be hallelujah tonight, glory to God, yes, Lord. We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, so ever committed, glory to Jesus, yes, Lord, sin is a servant of sin. Thank you, Lord, tonight. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided ever. If the son therefore make you free, hallelujah, tonight God is saying, you shall be free indeed. Tonight God is saying, you may be slaves to sin, but he sent this word tonight to set whoever is in bondage tonight to be free, in this night, in Jesus' name. Galatians chapter 5 and 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, stand in the freedom tonight, God is saying, therewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Bless his name. And we're going tonight to believe God that all the bondage of addiction will be broken. Somebody got to be set free tonight. Romans chapter 6, 22 to 23 says, but now be free from the sin, or from sin, and become servants to God. God is looking for servants. But many people are bondage and servants to sin and the devil. But he's saying tonight, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end is everlasting life. You are a slave or a servant to God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, Father, tonight, we come to praise your mighty name. We give you the glory on tonight in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, in the heavens. We praise you in the heights. We praise you, all the angels tonight are praising you. The angels bow down before you, crying, holy tonight. We bow along with the angelic host, saying, holy unto you. We want to thank you tonight as we praise you. Hallelujah, God. The sun, the moon, and the stars of life are giving you glory and praising you tonight. Praise him, even those are in the heavens. Everything in the heavens are praising you tonight. Everything in the water, every animal in the water are giving you praise tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every animal, every bird tonight is giving you glory. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded everything and they were created. Jesus Christ, almighty tonight, we praise you. Hallelujah, God, as we praise you. Release an anointing, God, that would saturate this atmosphere. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that would make the spread, God, to be released, God. Hallelujah, God, in the hearing of your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, as we praise you, God. That fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy wind fulfilling your word be released tonight. Release fire tonight. Release your stormy wind tonight. Let the word be fulfilled on tonight. Mountains and hills, hallelujah, let them be removed tonight. Every mountain must be removed as we speak your word in this atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, every fruitful tree and cedar, everything that is fruitful must come forth now. In the name of Jesus, we speak fruitfulness over this atmosphere tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said the kings of the earth, let
Tonight.
You are the beginning and the end. God saturated, oh God, is sin, your anointing tonight. You are the beginning and the end tonight. You are he that was and is to come. We give glory to you tonight. You have kept us, God, to come back together again tonight. And you brought us from a mighty long way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for keeping us, God, from dangerous sin and sin that was released in this day until the hours of the night. You have covered us through the night with your feathers. And so we come together and we declare that the full manifestation of the power of Jehovah Gibor, the warrior and God, the fighter, the warrior, the strong part of God, will be released tonight in the name of Jesus Christ to fight for those who are weak, God, who are addicted tonight. Jesus, the Most High God, the one who is fighting a revival tonight, for everyone, hallelujah, God, that we are standing in the dark for, and for those who are listening tonight, that are struggling, someone may be on the line, struggling tonight with some kind of addiction. Many have been stuck under the Mahosa. Many are like the children of Israel, stuck in the same place for 40 years, going around in the wilderness, found by an Egyptian spirit before you said they see. My God, we thank you that whom the sun set free will occur that they will be free tonight. You see in Moses to speak to the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14 and 13. You said, fear not, stand still. Hallelujah. Shekeh, yes, God. And Shekeh, of a higher, yes, Jesus. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you this day, for the Egyptian that you see, God is saying tonight that you will see them no more forever in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight, hallelujah, according to your word, as we come into agreement that everyone that is bound by this Egyptian spirit that is keeping them in slavery to sin, that is keeping them bound by addiction, we will see the salvation of the Lord in their lives tonight. We declare that everyone who obeys you and bring their pictures and write the names of their loved ones, their children down, they will see how go shit, yes, God. Yes, all over host of Akiposha. Yes, manifestation. We come to see manifestation tonight. We declare tonight that the fire of God be released right now in the modern day. Jesus Christ, we declare that the anointing of God is released in the atmosphere to destroy every yoke of addiction, every yoke of bondage, destroyed by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the blood of Jesus over your family tonight, over the names of everyone that we are standing in agreement with and for tonight. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and 15, you said to King Jehoshaphat, all ye Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us tonight. Hallelujah. Who have family and children, grandchildren, my God, that we believe in God for. He said unto us tonight, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by the reason of the great multitude. Bless his name, for the battle is not yours, but God. And so they be a great multitude of demons that is fighting against their mind, against, my God, their will, against, my God, their emotions. But God is saying, stand still. Oh, God, don't be dismayed at the great multitude and the great addictions that they are, God, my God, suffering tonight with. For the battle is not ours. God, they are. Yes, God, I hear you tonight. He said the battle belongs to him. And so we can go, Shikaban, the owner of Ahaya. We come declaring that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you are still the same God. As you were back then, you have not changed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you cannot change. And you will not change. And you cannot lie. As we pray in faith, by faith tonight, believing and knowing without a doubt, you have already gone, Shemanda, yes, God. People, you better believe God tonight, as you have never believed. seen them before, that you already answered our prayer. Yes, God, you already heard us. We just come together as one people to stand in agreement for deliverance for everyone that is bound by demonic force that has them addicted in the name of Jesus. And you said tonight, God, hallelujah, mighty God, in Matthew chapter 16 and 19, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth. Huh? Yes, God, yes, God. I don't know about you, but I believe God to set my children free tonight. My family, my brothers, my sisters, free tonight in the name of Jesus, that I bind on earth whatever we bind on earth. He said it shall not maybe, not think about it. He said it shall be bound in heaven tonight. And who and Messiah, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. We lose freedom. We lose liberty. We lose deliverance. We lose the power of God. We lose the Holy Ghost tonight to invade their life. Hallelujah, God, to terrify their life, to set them free from every bondage of the devil, from every addiction in the mind, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And you said tonight in Matthew chapter 18 and 18 to 20, you said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Father, we come into agreement with your word that we come now to bind every demonic force, every drug addiction, every drug habit in the name of Jesus, and we loose your word, hallelujah, and to smite with the fist of wickedness every demonic force that was sent against them in the name of Jesus. Again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on glory to Jesus, that they shall ask, hallelujah, on tonight, it shall be done for them of my Father in heaven. We better hear what God is saying tonight, that if two of you shall agree on this earth touching anything that we shall ask tonight, we come to ask God to set our family free from addiction. He said it shall be done of the Father which is in heaven. I don't know about you, but I believe God tonight. As this prayer goes forth, he said, for two, so where two or three are gathered in my name, he said, I am in the midst of them in the name of Jesus. And so we come together standing on the word. You gave us authority and power over the prince of the power of the air, over spiritual wickedness in high places, over the rulers of the darkness of this world. We stand in agreement and one accord to bind every demonic addiction in the lives of those that are bound in the modern name of Jesus. We lose the power, the anointing, the presence of Almighty God. We lose the power of the Holy Ghost to rest upon them. Hallelujah, Jesus, and make them uncomfortable in their sin. We agree on this earth as touching anything that we ask, you said it shall be done. And so, God, we believe that as we're praying that you're doing it now in the name of Jesus. Father, there are thousands of us, even probably millions of people that are gathered tonight on this line. And God, we all stand in agreement, and God, with all of this force, glory to God, on this line tonight, we believe that somebody is going to testify. We believe that somebody is going to rejoice at a son or a daughter that is being liberated because of the same prayer on tonight in the name of Jesus. You said in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 30, how should 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? And tonight, God, we believe that Jesus is the rock of the ages. He is the rock in the weary land. Hallelujah, God. And as we come together, you said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So I believe tonight, as people are standing in agreement, there are trillions and billions and thousands of demons and strongholds in every direction. We disperse them to the four corners of the earth. We send them back to the pit of hell. We send them back on Shetan and Ahia. Hallelujah, that they will lose tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. Leviticus chapter 26, 8 and 9 says, and 5. sword, which is your word. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we release your word as a sword tonight, that the enemies of addiction would break their strongholds. We use your sword to cut our children loose. Cut our mothers and fathers loose. Cut brothers and sisters loose from the addiction tonight that has them bound. For you said in verse 9, for I will have rest, have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish you. And so, God, your word tonight be released it, hallelujah, that you will make them fruitful, that you will multiply, and that you will establish those who you are setting free tonight in the name of Jesus. In Ezekiel chapter 21, hallelujah, God, 3-5, you said to Israel, thus said the Lord, behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword of every seed, and will cut off them, or cut thee off with the righteous with the wicked. Seeing that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh from the south to the north, that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, have drawn forth my sword out of his sheath, and it shall not return anymore. And so we release the sword of the Lord. God said it's out of the sheath, and his sword is going forth over this line tonight to destroy the enemies. And he said his sword will not return anymore in the name of Jesus. And so we declare tonight, as the sword of the Lord is moving, I know someone will be set free tonight. I believe by faith that this prayer is no accident or not indeed. God, you are orchestrated and assigned this night for deliverance to take place in the name of your people, in the house of your people, in the mind, God, the nations where they are, God, gathered tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight that he has cast shadows of the host, that he has done AKS, God, that every demonic force and assignment, every wicked agenda, plot and plan that is sent against those who is addicted to prescription drugs is canceled. We bind and rebuke every heroin addict. Hallelujah. Every disorder, every heroin disorder, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke opioid disorder tonight, nicotine disorder tonight, stimulants disorder tonight, marijuana disorder, alcohol disorder. We bind and rebuke tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Who glory about Shanda tonight. In the name of Jesus, every illegal drug, hallelujah, came to mind tonight. In the name of Jesus, angel dust, crystal meth, devil's weed tonight, euphoria tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. A drug that is called Exodus damnation. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. Settle down tonight. Cigarette, anybody bound by cigarettes, we destroy it tonight. Those who are bound by coffee, nicotine tonight, we destroy it tonight. People in the body of Christ are bound by coffee, by nicotine. People are bound by cannabis. The blood of Jesus against you tonight. Ecstasy, painkillers. People in the body of Christ are bound by painkillers. They take a painkiller for everything. Hallelujah. Inhalants. People are bound by inhalants tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cocaine tonight. Sedatives. Pornography, masturbation, sexual immorality, lies, nicotine, tobacco. Some people are addicted to food, addictions to food, addictions to chocolate. Hallelujah, sweets that is killing and causing sickness and disease. Hallelujah, God, in their body, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah, oh God, we praise you on tonight. Diseases, emotional, God, distress, emotional addiction. Those who are addicted, oh God, to binge eating and bulimia, that overeat and cannot control their food intake. Those that are addicted to sleeping, in the name of Jesus. Father God, every addiction. that is called on this platform, we declare, God, that deliverance is here tonight according to your word and according to your will. In the name of Jesus, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, God, from verse 9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuality, my God, tonight, nor abusers of themselves and mankind, in the name of Jesus. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. And God has said everything may be lawful, but it's not necessary. Glory be to God tonight. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any. My God, people are bought under the power of addiction tonight. We declare, God, that they be released tonight from the power that the Satan has brought upon their lives, that they would not be brought under the power of addiction tonight. You said meat for the belly and belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And so, God, those who are overeating, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah, have struggled in their body with weight because they are addicted to food. We destroy that addiction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, fornication, addicted to fornication, hallelujah, we destroy that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ. Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? Hallelujah, God forbid tonight. Glory to God, anyone that has made the members of harlot tonight, we speak deliverance over their lives tonight. In the name of Jesus, sexual immorality, we curse you off the root and we send you back to the pit of hell. You spirit of addiction, you will roost tonight in the name of Jesus. He said in verse 16, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two said he shall be one flesh. And so, God, many in the body of Christ are fooling around and listening around and sleeping around and becoming one bone with harlots. They're prostituting themselves. We break the bound of prostitution. We destroy the yoke of prostitution in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Verse 19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own? God is saying tonight, what? Know ye not what your body is? Your body belongs to me. We declare, God, that everyone we're praying for that is addicted tonight, we claim them for the kingdom of God. We declare that they will give their bodies as living sacrifice unto you tonight. Ah, Jesus Christ tonight. For verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in the meaning in your spirit, which are God's. God is saying tonight, their body and their spirit belong to me. And he said, I want to get the glory in their body and in their spirit. And so we come to stand in agreement that God is setting them free and filling them with the Holy Ghost and fire tonight. And we will get the glory out of their body and out of their spirit. It cuts the power of our whole fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. You said in Romans chapter 12, 1 to 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, yes, God, hallelujah, tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight, let your word go forth tonight by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so, God, tonight, I declare as we pray for them, hallelujah, Jesus, we beseech you tonight, God, that they would present their bodies before you as living sacrifice. We declare it tonight that they, God, are going to be holy and acceptable unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we declare that everyone one that is conformed to this world. We set them free now. That is conformed to drug addiction and any addiction is free tonight. That they are being transformed by the renewing of their mind. We declare that they have and will have and put on the mind of Christ, that they may know God in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, until they become perfect, hallelujah, God, to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Many are addicted to the internet. Hallelujah, God, always on the internet. Hallelujah, modern technology. People from around the world in the house of God are addicted to modern technology, are addicted to video games, NFL football games. They will leave church to go home to catch the NFL football game. There is an addiction to this. This football game has become an idol in the nation. Hallelujah, on tonight. People are in the house of God are addicted to gambling and mobile devices, smartphones, television. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Chocolate, hallelujah, bars tonight. Hallelujah, God. And they are so addicted. Bless the name of Jesus that you can't get them out. They're undivided attention. But God, we come tonight in the name of Jesus that you said whom the Son set free, that everyone is addicted to devices will be free tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you. People are addicted, my God, to exercising, always in the gym, always thinking about their bodies. Hallelujah, God, they have an addiction tonight. In the name of Jesus, people are addicted to tattoos. Hallelujah, tattoo all over their body. And the Bible said in Leviticus chapter 19 and 28, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord thy God. And people in the church have been going saying they're getting scripture readings on their skin by tattoos. The Lord Jesus rebuked it. Body belongs to Jesus. And he said, don't cut your flesh. And taking a tattoo means you have to cut and bleed. Glory to God. He said, don't print no mark upon you. For I am the Lord thy God. And so we pull down the addiction to get tattoos on tonight. People are addicted to plastic surgery, messing up the image of God. You said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and in your likeness tonight. And Father, you said in Psalms chapter 139, 14 to 18, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 15 says, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Glory to God. And curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. Hallelujah tonight. And in thy books, all my members were written down in the name of Jesus, which in continuance were fashioned when they were yet them. God is saying tonight that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are his works. We are the work of God. And when God looks at you, no matter how ugly you are, no matter how fat or thin you are, no matter what your condition is, he said you are wonderfully and fearfully made, and your soul know it right well. He said, I am was hid. He hid us, hallelujah, from the foundation of the earth. We were hidden, glory to God, from him, from us. We were hidden from ourselves. And when he made us in secret, we were curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Bless his name. How many know that from dust we are and dust we will return? For we were curiously hidden in the depth of the earth in the name of Jesus. And God is saying tonight that thine eyes, his eyes, the man, people of God, did see his substance. He knew what we were going to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yet we were not perfect. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. And he's saying tonight in his book, all of our members were written down. Every part of our body has been written down in his book, which in continuous. He fashioned us the way he desired us to be. No matter what it looks like, he fashioned us to please himself. In the name of Jesus, verse 17 said, how precious are us. I should count them, if we should count them tonight. They are more in number than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with thee. And so God is saying tonight in verse 18, that his thoughts about us is so much that they are more than number than the sand in the seashore. And if God is looking at us and said, I'm thinking about you that much, how much more should we be thinking about God in this hour? In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus against every addiction that has control over people's minds and emotions tonight. People that have no control over what they are doing, we come up against them tonight that are taking, oh God, the things that are taken or using something to place where it should be helpful. Whatever they're taking that is comfort to men, that is making your bones hurt, that is comfort to them, we rebuke it tonight in the name of Jesus. We bring the life of the Lord, stay home, and having the Lord's power over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, tonight. And over their emotions, we declare civil war against every demonic force on assignment to take their life. We speak life tonight. We speak life in the name of Jesus. They should live and not die, but they should live and testify. Holy Ghost, shake out, yes, God, to give God the glory tonight. In the name of Jesus, those who are addicted to shopping, people are addicted to shopping. Hallelujah, God. Addicted to initiation. Addicted to social media. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some people are so addicted that they have no fear of reverence for God. When they come to service, they pray the question or the word is going forward. They are in the house of God because they are addicted to their devices. They are coming into the temple and taking it lightly. Hallelujah, God. When we get to the sanctuary, everything is about God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God expects us that everything be left outside the door, that will distract us from Jesus, Shandama Kosha, that everything we worship, everything, people are in their phones, in the house of God. The vices, hallelujah, distracted in the house of God.
God,
and fight tonight. Hallelujah, God, that they will fight with the sword of Almighty God in the name of Jesus, and that the Spirit of the living God are moving on their behalf right now as we come together. Oh, God, to set them free. You said, whom the Son set free, we declare. Yes, God, they are free indeed. Free from every demonic stronghold. Free from every demonic addiction. My God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we declare tonight as we bring every child in preschool, in middle school, in high school, in colleges and universities, every young adult that is bound and restricted by demonic force, that my second daughter, a host, that has them addicted to alcohol and contraband, in the name of Jesus, children out of control, has some daughter, a host, disobedient to parents, that has an attachment and addiction to the internet and video games, pornographic, violent sex. My God, in the name of Jesus, we release our children tonight. We release our children on this night, God. We send the fire, oh glory to God, of Almighty God on tonight. Young people and children that are addicted to texting and cell phones, your parents buy them these devices and don't check on them, and they are the addicted, and they're doing mass murders because they're learning of the internet. They're learning how to be murderers and thieves and robbers. They're learning how to rape because of the internet. In the name of Jesus, many ending up in jail and prison because of the tape. Tonight that they're learning on these devices, in the name of Jesus, that leads to harmful, negative consequences. We release them tonight in the name of Jesus. These things that leave physical and psychological addictive behaviors, we release them tonight. Hallelujah, God. We break every chain of craving for devices and substance abuse. We destroy it tonight by the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus from the lives of our children right now, God. Yes, God. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I go to the root. I go to the root of the problem that is causing this addiction, and I call it by name tonight in the name of everyone that is addicted because of demonic forces called genetics. Genetics tonight, I root you out. Trauma. Trauma tonight, I root you out. Stress. I root you out. Depression, I root you out. Anxiety, disorder, I root you out. You are delivered. We delivered. We say we are delivered from the root cause tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah tonight. Father, deliver from this demon called addiction right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on tonight. You said in your word, whatever we speak, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, you will bring it to pass. Yes, Lord, tonight, you said that whatever we pray for and whatever we ask, that every coast chanda asks for tonight, he cannot shake it. It shall not be denied, said the Lord God Almighty. You said anything we ask in your name, it shall be done for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it the name we receive it? You ain't God tonight. We shall have the thing which we ask of you. If we declare the thing, it shall be established. You said without faith, it's impossible to believe you, God. We must first believe that you exist and you are rewarded. And the word because oh God, of those who diligently seek you, we declare tonight, our God, as we diligently seek you, is by faith we believe that the deliverance is taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Our faith, God, is extended to you. By faith, God, hallelujah, God, Abraham believed you. Hallelujah, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. By faith, God, Noah built an ark, not seeing rain before, and the rain began to pour. By faith, three Hebrew boys were in the fire, and he was without smoke. By faith, God, Daniel den of lions and came out without a scratch. So we believe by faith as we pray, we pray tonight that healing is taking place, deliverance is taking place. You are the Holy Redeemer, the God that heals thee from every disease and every linebacker in the name of Jesus and every addiction. Hallelujah, God, that is destroying the body, the sexual temple tonight in Jesus' mighty name. God, have me tonight, Jesus, with a clear word, God, as we activate our faith tonight, that everyone we lift up before you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus is being delivered right now. Hallelujah, God, heal, save, and set free from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of every addiction. Right now, God, as we declare in the name of Jesus, we're in this atmosphere, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that they will come forth and be fruitful in the name of Jesus. We declare that they will be established and printed in the house of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire, with the evidence of speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. You said in Joel chapter 2:28-29, and it shall come to pass afterwards, over the Lord tonight, that I will pour out of my spirit upon your glory, my chapa, upon all flesh. Yes, Lord, tonight, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and the old men shall dream dreams, and the old men shall see vision, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids and those saved, you will pour out of your spirit and you turn around and stand and ask that the 2:16-18. You say, but this is God, which is spoken of by Joab the prophet, and it shall come to pass. And so God confirmed what he showed Joab in the Old Testament. He confirmed it in the New Testament. And he said it shall come to pass in the last days. God said, God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and the young man shall dream shall see visions, and the old man shall dream dreams, and all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And God, we declare right now, as we speak a word in the atmosphere, that your spirit is being poured out upon our sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that they will see visions in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight that they shall prophesy. We call the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, that they shall prophesy and they shall have dreams in the name of Jesus. We say the Lord that works for us, that they shall prophesy and have dreams in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, said, but we shall receive power, and that the Holy Ghost is coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in the Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We declare tonight that as we pour the news, anyone tonight and every picture tonight, that they shall receive power and the Holy Ghost shall come upon them. Hallelujah, God. I be the prayer tonight that there will be witnesses that look for the Lord and come. They shall get the sign of God. I'll set me free from my addiction. They shall run to him. Oh, God, the streets of America, the streets of Africa, the Bahamas, Haiti, Jamaica, God, Palestine, in the name of Jesus, England, they shall go to the street and every nation on this land tonight. Hallelujah, God, Father, all of them set free, and whom the sun set free, God has made me free indeed. We declare tonight that the Holy Ghost has stand upon every sinner and every one that we are praying for. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost will convict them. Convict them. We speak us. Convict them tonight that the Holy Ghost will give them no rest. Day, late night. Until they surrender the Lord. We need to know about those shaking and other hosts. We send the Holy Ghost right now as we pray. We say in the word, the Holy Ghost is the one that convicts the world of sin. We declare tonight as we stand in agreement that everyone that is placed upon this Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that Elijah be transformed, that fell on the young to Damascus. We declare that they have a Damascus experience in the name of Jesus, that you will give your undivided attention, that they will have an encounter and a visitation from God Almighty. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the visitation tonight. In the name of Jesus, that will change their lives forever. That they will have a visitation that they will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are calling on the name of Jesus tonight. Oh Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, we call. Jesus, we call you tonight. Jesus, we call on your name tonight. Because we need you to move. We come tonight. Hallelujah, God calling. Hallelujah, here tonight. On this platform, like never before, calling you, God, knowing that you heard us, knowing that you're moving right now. And we declare that tonight, God, that you have moved. There's an every stronghold, every demonic oppression, and especially in your mind that has them bound and existing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that God will establish his covenant with them in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight in the name of Jesus that they are the seed of Abraham. And you made a covenant with Abraham that is the seed of Samuel. And glory to God, we declare that our seed will serve you as sons and daughters. Oh, my God, family that we've been praying for year after year, day after day. God is becoming here. The day will save you in this last hour. We declare, God, as we come to the agreement that the chains, every chain is broken tonight. Every chain of resistance is destroyed by fire tonight in the name of Jesus. And Paul and Silas within prison. Hallelujah, God. And within the living room, they began to pray and sing praises unto you. And God, you said, the jail house began to rock in the name of Jesus. The earth began to shake in the name of Jesus. The chains fell off in the name of Jesus. The stocks on the legs began to loose in the name of Jesus. The bars of the jail flew open in the name of Jesus. And so God tonight, in the jail house, we are clamoring for the first time tonight. The chains are breaking loose right now. That the bars of God and doors that have been all locked in and stalled down is being set free. And we go as the doors open in the name of Jesus. We declare tonight, let there be an earthquake in the realm of the sin to shake them loose. To shake them loose in the name of Jesus from addiction. In the name of Jesus, yokes are destroyed right now by fire. I say it is so because you gave us authority to say it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight. Bondages are breaking off the lives of those addicted by fire tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, tonight. You said tonight in John chapter 8 and verse 36, if the Son set you free. You are free indeed. You shall be free. I declare tonight, as I stand in agreement, that they are free tonight. Galatians 5 and 1, you said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made them free. Hallelujah, God, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We destroy every yoke of bondage. Hallelujah, God, tonight, we declare that this word over everyone that is addicted tonight, that your angels are moving with power against every seven demon, every disobedient spirit, every demonic rebellious spirit, and the name of Jesus against them, rebelling against God and salvation. In the name of Jesus, we call for it tonight. Every demonic force sends, oh God, by the way of the Spirit, we pull it down and send it back to the pit of hell tonight. In the name of Jesus, that is causing them to reject you and your word. We cancel them as children tonight. That is being filled. Hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, God, no shake, no desire, by different religious beliefs. We canceled and denied in the mighty name of Jesus. We come in your mind to the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, Holy Ghost power is moving right now. Glory to God as your power is moving. Hashabando. Right now, God, delivering the second change. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare tonight, God, the same thing. Them free right now. If the sun said them free, we declare they are free. It is not by pain, and it is to become them a higher. It is not by the might of any man, but it's by the Spirit of Almighty God. Jesus is moving by His Spirit tonight. People of God, I don't know about you, but I believe Jesus is moving in the midst of this prayer. Right now, by a mighty and outcome, a shining host and an outset head across the land, across the nations, to bring deliverance to those we are praying for in the ministry. We are watchmen on the wall tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we come in the host in the name of Jesus. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Deliver, 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 deny, deliver, right now, deliver, in the name of Jesus, I cry, deliver, you call, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the veins of James over the life, and this thing, every demonic habit, hallelujah, every habit is broken. Now, in the name of Jesus, every assault is God uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus, we have the power in the name of Sunday of Jesus. Pull down every stronghold from them on fire. He comes in the air. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost is moving right now. The angels are moving right now to make them see that every bondage of sickness. Shia, or think I'm not there, or send them on. Every lump of bondage of a vessel is being destroyed right now. It's not a name of Jesus that they would not be bound with the yoke of bondage. It calls on fire in the name of Jesus. You said the battle belongs to you. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we should stand still. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you tonight, God. We praise you tonight, God, that you're fighting the battle. The battle belongs to you. The battle belongs to you. Thank you, Lord, for fighting the battle for those who are prepared tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for releasing what an angel that is fighting against territorial and regional force, regional force. Tonight, God, thank you, Lord, for sending angels to fight against, oh God, every demon that sends backlash and spirit of retaliation. Tonight, God, we cancel them in the name of the Shebe of Jesus Christ, Okoshamanda, on the fire. I declare that the angels are released to fight in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Against God, every imp, every entity in the name of Jesus, demons separated to the stars, the moon, and the sun, to the constellation. And God be at peace. We cancel you tonight that are operating in every region. Hallelujah, God. Demonic forces, witches and warlocks, high priests and high priestess, that is my God sending out attacks of God at these people, at the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. We release the power and the fire of God against every satanic mirror and every crystal ball user in the name of Jesus, against every satanic, oh God, altar that they erected with the name of our loved ones that we are praying for tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We dismantle it. We destroy it. We neutralize every power. We root out every power by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. That is a sign from the Marine Kingdom. We root you out tonight. That of a Koshanda, that you are sending out attacks to keep them in danger. in the dark. We release the arrows of God. We release the sword of God to stand against them, to stand against them. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on tonight, we thank you now. In Matthew chapter 21, 18 to 24, you said, now in the morning, he returned into the city. He was hungry. We're talking about Jesus tonight. And then he saw the fig tree in the way he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree dried up right away. It withered right away. And verse 20 said, and then the disciples saw it, they marveled, how soon, how long, Jesus, the fig tree withered away. Glory be to God tonight. And Jesus answered and said, I say unto you, if your faith, we're talking about faith tonight, and doubt not, you shall not even do this, which is done to this fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, thou shalt be cast, and shall be cast into the midst of the sea, it shall be done. All things that the enemy asks in prayer, believing, you shall receive. We've got to understand what God is saying tonight. He said he spoke to the fig tree, and it dried up right away. And he said, oh God, tonight, it is a mountain, and the mountain tonight that is standing in the way of our loved ones, got to move tonight. He said, it shall be cast into the sea. If we send it there, we send it into the sea tonight. We send every demonic addiction, every mountain of addiction into the sea tonight in the name of Jesus. He said, and whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, he said, what you believe, you shall receive. Father, according to this word right here, that you gave us permission to speak to every mountain, it shall be cast into the sea. Every act, I believe tonight, we believe tonight, we receive it tonight, and I declare the same authority, hallelujah, and power is released on this platform tonight as we gather to bring down every mountain of addiction in the name of Jesus. I believe tonight, hallelujah, God, the Bible said he made your hands to wear and your fingers to fight. You better lift up your hands and begin to pull down every mountain of addiction. You better lift up your hands and pull down every mountain of stagnation, every oppression and depression. You better carry by your schema. Whatever your God is addicted to, whatever your person is addicted to, God can paralyze the life by name and put it down. Destroy it in the name. You better get radical tonight. And let some number hold fire. God is looking for radical people that will get in the realm of the spirit and begin to put it down, begin to dismantle in the spirit tonight. Oh, Jesus Christ, tonight, we speak with authority that you have given us tonight, that every evil, the one source of addiction that was planted by Satan, we have rooted tonight. We command it to go back to the pit of hell, the whence it came, in the name of Jesus Christ. We command every battle of the mind tonight to lose its stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And set the captives free tonight. The blood of Jesus prevails against every mind battle that makes the head of death. They have to use alcohol. Today go shemanda, that whatever they are addicted to, we declare that the name of Jesus be upon them tonight. For 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. We are not walking after the flesh tonight. For the weapons of the warfare, they are not natural, they are not carnal, but the Bible says tonight, they are, oh, yes, God, tonight. There are mighty weapons tonight. God is telling us weapons tonight are mighty through God. The Bible said they're putting down our strongholds. God, they're putting down tonight. Whatever it is, pull the mountain down tonight in Jesus' name. He said, casting down imagination. Imagination is in the mind. So we pull down every imagination that tells them to hallucinate in the name of Jesus. And every high thing that exalts itself against the mind of God. And so everything in your mind, in our mind, that is coming up against the mind of God, we God, put it down tonight. Echo summon and say tonight, the need to pull it down. I say tonight is a way of living. I say tonight is a night to be set free in all shackles and evil. Hallelujah, all things. Some things are high. Some are high in the air, in the atmosphere that exalts itself. God said it's Satan exalting itself. He said, pull it down tonight. Come against it tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, and bring it into captivity. Every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We bring every thought in the mind to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We declare every thought, every negative thought will come into obedience to the mind of Jesus. To Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word, the anointed Word. And so we declare tonight that every thought that held them in captivity will come into obedience according to the Word of God that has been spoken over this platform tonight and now in the mighty name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 18 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against sins and wickedness in high places. He said in the word of God, wherefore take unto you, God said, take unto you the whole the armor of salvation tonight. Take the armor of God tonight that you may be able to see the day and having them all to stand. He says, stand therefore, having the loins girt about the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, he said, taking the shield of faith. We got to use faith tonight. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all, the Bible says, all, every fiery dart of the wicked on tonight in the name of Jesus. Stand up tonight. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so God is saying, this is a night of prayer and supplication. And we come to pull down tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. I neutralize and dismantle, pull down, eliminate all the toil, put up, throw down, override, annihilate, integrate, frustrate, destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10, he said to Jeremiah, see, I have this day set thee over the nations. Nations are here tonight, and God has set thee over the nations and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You gave us the power and the sentiment to roll out, to pull it down, to destroy it and to throw it down. You gave us the power and authority to take over territories, take over. We release vengeance against any demonic pit. We release the vengeance of God against every assignment and strategies and setbacks and roadblocks, stumbling blocks, hindrances, every delusional and illusional demon, every war erected by the enemy, keep them bound in Jericho. We praise as we praise and we shout the name of Jesus. Someone shout the name of Jesus right now. The walls of Jericho must collapse and set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The children of Israel was in bondage to the Egyptians. They were in bondage to the Babylonians and the Persians and the Syrians and the Romans. Every demonic spirit, glory to God, is still existing right now. And so we command every Egyptian, Babylonian, Persian, Syrian, and Roman spirit, and the demons that are over the atmosphere of the earth, we dismantle them and pull them down from throughout the world over those who are addicted tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, that are keeping your people in bondage. To release everyone that is bound tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, tonight. To God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, in Galatians 5 and 1, we say, stand fast. Stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty, God has liberated and is liberating them right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We declare tonight that every addiction that has been and they have been entangled with, hallelujah, God, every yoke that they have been entangled with, they are being set free tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ all tonight. Thank you, Lord. Every stubborn spirit, hallelujah, Jesus, is moving right now. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We say that it is so. I don't know about you, but I believe tonight in the name of Jesus. The God is moving right now against every rebellion, every rebellious demonic force that's out of their lives and out of their minds, out of their souls and out of their spirit, out of their body in the name of Jesus. I declare, and I'm getting ready to close, but I declare tonight that the yoke that they were bound with is being released right now, that they are sanctified in the host, that they may no longer be yoked together. I declare that they be yoked together with Christ Jesus. I declare that they be yoked together with righteousness and holiness, that they will have the mind of Christ. We shall let the mind be in them. We declare that they will change tonight. We declare that you will rest upon your mind, hallelujah, in the mighty way, and transform your mind into your mind tonight, and confirm your ways to your ways tonight. We declare that you will lose your mind, that the thoughts should be the thoughts of you. In the name of Jesus, we declare tonight, God, upon the woman from the sick, that you are moving now. You said, know ye not that to whom you hear your members, you are serving to death. We declare, God, that we are living this servant and woman of the devil and addiction. We declare that everyone addicted to life will become servants of obedience and the right and the mighty root of Jesus Christ in tonight. We declare tonight, in the name of Jesus, that they will walk in obedience from the heart and their heart tonight, that they will obey the doctrine of Jesus Christ, which is able to deliver, to bring them deliverance all tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, tonight, as we make them free, we thank you, God, they are free. As you touch them, they are free. We declare tonight that every infirmity, every flesh, even limited using abusive substance, they are healed tonight. That they will heal their members, every part of their body. So Jesus, that we will set them free tonight in the name of Jesus, of every iniquity and sin these are doing them, and the things that have them bound, to take their lives with the prayer, the blood of Jesus is a benefit for life. We speak life. We speak deliverance to the name of Jesus. We declare that they shall live and they shall not die. We declare tonight that they are made free from sin, from everything, God, tonight. What we place in the altar is taking place tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. You said you have set a time to take back your kingdom. You said it's time to take back the kingdom. And you're calling us to come up higher in our prayer life. Use the authority that you've given us and take back everything. Tonight we thank you. As we come up against these things that look at me now, the Son of the Messiah, we thank you here tonight. We see in this prayer. We see this prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, we see it by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you said, time to take back the kingdom, my Lord. This is the time that we come to take back our children. We come to take back our lives. We come to take back everyone that is bound in addiction tonight. Hallelujah. God, we step into the authority that you have given us tonight. And everything the devil stole is being restored right now. Yes, we are God tonight. We are free indeed. They are free. Tonight. Hallelujah. We are free tonight. We declare freedom. We declare liberty. Hallelujah. I'm free. We are free. No longer down. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting with joy. And it's just a blessing. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. The free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, somebody will be praising tonight. We are free. Oh, yeah. Oh, we are free indeed. No longer bound. Them free, the holding them, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. God, you're going to glory tonight. Praise Jesus. Oh, God, tonight they are free. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody, God says tonight that we are free. Yes, we are. Oh, the drug addicts are set free. Oh, they're free. Oh, tonight to set them free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, we're free. In the name of Kishanda. Yes, Lord God. I'm free tonight. He's under the Lord. I'm free. We praise you tonight. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, God. Our love is free. We praise you. We setting our children free. Setting. We're good. Oh, my God, our mind free. We're free tonight. In the name. From every, my God, tonight, my battle, oh, we are free. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Lord. Oh. I say we are free. I say the drug addicts are free. Every addiction is loose by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Oh, the fire of God burns tonight in this atmosphere. Glory amongst every picture and every name. Oh, yatakusha manda bahusaya. Enanamanshanda. Call your loved one by name. They are free tonight. My children is free tonight. My family caught. Every generational curse, every cycle, every repetition that caused them to go back. Hallelujah. No turning back. No more chains, God. Oh, God, tonight. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Roshamai. God be the glory. The things you are doing on this platform right now. In the name of the Bukhusta. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Mario Shigarahaya.
Come on, people of God. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God praise on tonight. My God, come on, lift those voices on tonight. Take those phones off.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God, take those phones off of mute on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices and give God a praise. Hallelujah for setting captives free on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks on tonight for the great things that he's done. Glory to God. Come on and lift. Glory to God. Lift those voices. Glory to God. Take your phones off of mute. Amen, Jesus. Now it is time. Glory to God. Now it is time to magnify him together. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Come on and give him thanks. Glory to God. Come on and give him thanks. Hallelujah. Give him thanks for your loved ones. Come on and give him thanks tonight. Give him thanks for my loved ones. Give him thanks on tonight. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give him the highest praise. Come on and give him the highest praise. Glory to God. Somebody would like to praise on tonight. Somebody would like to. Glory to God, was delivered on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift him.
Thank you.
Glory to God, my heart truly rejoiced on tonight. Glory be to God, my heart rejoiced on tonight for somebody. Glory to God, hallelujah, you may not ever know their name, but my heart does rejoice on tonight for what the Lord has done, for how he has set the captives free. Glory be to God, we would, amen, hallelujah, that someone, glory be to God, perhaps, glory to God, that are listening on this line, glory to God, that you were addicted, hallelujah, but out of this prayer, glory to God, that you will come and give God praise, give God testimony, give your testimony, glory to God, for what God has done for you, amen, glory to God, what God has done for you when he did it, hallelujah, glory be to God, and give God praise, give God thanks, amen, hallelujah, we will offer, glory to God, even after our 40 days prayer, glory to God, our 40 days of prayer, we shall have testimony service. And we want to hear what the Lord has done, because I know he's done some things. I know, glory to God, I know with an assurance, glory to God, that the Lord has moved over the land for his people. Glory to God. So we give him thanks. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him the glory that's due unto his name. Amen. He's a mighty force, amen, and we give him praise, amen. He's a great God. He's a great God, hallelujah. He's very real, hallelujah, and he yet reigns. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Lord, we bless him on tonight, people of God. Hallelujah, for truly the Lord has done us well. He has done us well. He has done someone well. Glory to God. Amen. We come, we travail, we pour out our hearts unto him. People of God, you got to know that the angels in heaven, glory to God, they set array. Amen. Glory to God, to come and fight for his people. Glory to God, to come, hallelujah, to undo the wickedness. Glory to God, because, amen, Jesus, because of the sin nature, because of the fall of man in the earth. Glory to God. But we give God thanks and praise on the night. Hallelujah. Somebody has been delivered. Somebody has been set free on tonight. Hallelujah. My heart does rejoice. Amen. I'm excited. Glory to God, I'm excited. I don't know who it is. I don't know, glory to God, but by spirit on tonight, amen, someone, amen, someone, people have been set free. So we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for that on tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify him. We give God thanks, amen, for the woman of God, amen, that has come, amen, Jesus, and poured out her heart, poured out her soul unto the Lord, glory to God, on behalf of those that are addicted or those that were addicted, amen, because we got to count it done. We got to see it done already, amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God, amen, for, amen, you prophetess, God bless you on tonight. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, for what he has done. Hallelujah, glory to God. Can't you just see the chains broken? Can't you just see the chains, amen, broken chains falling off? Glory to God, hallelujah. Can't you just see somebody coming out of the grave? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. The chains that held, amen, the man, glory to God, in the grave. Glory to God. But when Jesus came by, hallelujah, he delivered him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He delivered him and the chains came off. Glory be to God. He was a lunatic. Amen. He was bound. He was bound. Amen. By the forces of the enemy. Glory to God. But just at the presence of Jesus, glory to God, he came and he set them free. He set them free. He set his people free. So we bless God on tonight. Amen. For, amen, deliverance. We bless him. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, someone is set free. Amen. Addiction broken. Hallelujah. Chained broken. Hallelujah. Delivered. Delivered. Hallelujah. Picked up and delivered. Amen. Out of the dunghill. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, and tomorrow night is day number 16. Tomorrow is day 16.
and we'll be praying for Christ in government. We're going to be praying for Christ in government. Amen. We need, amen, him. We need the Spirit of the Lord in government. Amen. We need him in government. Amen. So we're going to be praying for, amen, Christ in government, the judicial system, the legislative system, amen, law enforcement, glory be to God, all of those areas, amen, Christ in government, the Supreme Court, the White House, the Senate, the legislature, amen, glory be to God. We need him, amen, the Republican, amen, the Democrat, amen. We need Christ in government, those that rule, amen. We need the Lord, glory to God, to be at the head, amen, of all of their decision-making. Amen. So tomorrow, people of God, again, we'll be praying for Christ in government. Glory to God, if you will, go ahead and get your pencils. We want to just give you the scriptures, amen, that you should be reading tomorrow. Glory to God, as you're praying for Christ in government. Amen. And the scripture comes from Jude, the 5th chapter. Jude 5 and 10. Amen. Jude 5 and 10. The 5th verse and the 10th verse. Isaiah 9 chapter 6 through the 7th verse. Isaiah the 9th chapter 6 through the 7th verse. Isaiah the 22nd chapter and the 21st verse. Isaiah the 22nd chapter and the 21st verse. Isaiah 58 and the 8th verse. Isaiah 58 and the 8th verse. Jeremiah 30 and the 17th verse. Jeremiah 30 and the 17th verse. 2 John. 2 John, the 2nd chapter. 2 John, the 2nd chapter. James, 5th chapter, 13th through the 16th verse. James, the 5th chapter, the 13th through the 16th verse. Matthew, the 21st chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. Matthew, the 21st chapter, the 12th through the 16th verse. Amen. Glory to God. Those are our scripture readings. Those are our scripture readings as we're praying for Christ in government. As we're praying for Christ in government. Amen. On tomorrow, day number 16. Day number 16. Be sure to read the scriptures, people of God. They are spiritually empowering. As we're consecrating, as we're pushing our plate back, glory to God, amen. Those of you that are joining us, amen, no red meat, no red meat, glory to God, from February, amen, Jesus the 6th, amen, no red meat, no red meat, amen, Jesus, glory to God. And this week, people of God, we are having our fruit and garden salad at 6 a.m., meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m. Fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. Our meals at 12 noon and 6 p.m. Amen. No meat, no meat, and eat seafood only p.m. No meat and eat seafood only at 6 p.m. Don't forget to get your bio-nutrients, which should include B-complex and D3, plus, amen, add some garlic and turmeric to that regimen, amen. Glory be to God, add some garlic and turmeric to that regimen, amen. Glory be to God. So don't forget as well, people of God, pray, amen, pray, 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 6 a.m., 12 noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and then we're right back here nightly at 9 p.m. Amen. Try to spend at least 1 hour in prayer and meditate each day. At least, amen. spend at least 1 hour in prayer and meditate each day. Amen. People of God, expect the presence of God to bless you, to strengthen your life. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. People of God, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget, tomorrow, day 16, we're praying for Christ in government. People of God, invite someone to come. Invite someone to come and be with you. Amen. Invite them. Invite them to come and be with you. Amen. In this 40 days of prayer. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling strengthened in God. Amen. I'm feeling the strength of God. And I give him thanks. I give him praise for all that he's doing. Truly, I must say, truly, we must say, amen, that the Lord is doing us well. Amen. Glory be to God. So, again, read your intercessory scriptures in faith. Do this daily. Do this daily. Let these scriptures, amen, meditate, marinate in your spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to Prophetess Duncan. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. She's going to seal us on tonight. Glory to God. And we must know that the Lord has delivered his people from the spirit of addiction, all addiction, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you, Prophetess. You have the platform.
Amen. Praise, we give all praise, glory, and honor to God tonight. Hallelujah. We can never praise him enough. We'll never be able to give him the glory that he deserves, that we give. Are inadequate to give God the glory that he deserves. The words that we tell him can't really give him the glory. He's so undescribable. And so we praise him tonight, and we glorify him tonight, and we know along with this prayer, it is the blood of Jesus. It is the cross. If it wasn't for the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, no deliverance would have taken place, not even our deliverance. So we thank God for the cross tonight. The main focus of deliverance is Jesus' blood, his body being broken, and the cross. And so we thank God tonight by the power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, yes, God, the power that is in the cross. To set every one of our loved ones free, and whoever we were believing God for, and the power that is in the cross will set them free. And I believe, along with evangelists, that tonight, King breaking anointing, I don't know about you, even if I don't see it happen, I know that it is done. I know that God has moved. If it wasn't possible, he would not have called this time of prayer to pray for these particular people. And so I believe by faith, because all of us has come together from every nation, gathered on this line, that something took place, hallelujah, in the realm of the spirit that made the hands of God to move on behalf of everyone that is bound tonight. And so we give God thanks and praise for his move tonight. We thank him for what he's going to do. And I believe, as Evangelist said, I look forward to seeing manifestation. I know God hears me. Every time I pray, I don't pray with doubt. So I believe if you stand in agreement and if you're praying, I know somebody should testify that Jesus has done it. And so tonight, Father, as we leave this line but not your presence, we want to thank you. We want to praise you, God, for this lifeline, God, that you have created for your glory to be revealed. We want to thank you for Evangelist Ravdi and everyone that made this possible. We want to thank you for your presence. And your hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, and your anointing being in the midst of us tonight. We want to thank you for everyone that is gathered tonight to be partakers of this night, that you would cover them with the blood from every backlash and every spirit of retaliation as they stand in the gap. We cover the regions and the atmosphere where they are with the blood of Jesus against any attack. In the name of Jesus, over their vehicles, along the highways, from accidents and incidents and dangers seen and unseen, from mass shooting and drive-by shooting, we cover them tonight. And we seal this prayer and we seal everyone tonight with the precious blood of Jesus. Until we meet again, you go in peace, and may the Lord bless and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Bye.